Of knockers up number six this week on the Dr. Demento Show. Well, before we get to the top five, tonight, we are going to play a little extra for you, a nice little extra. For the first time on the radio anywhere, we are going to listen to an untitled but very demented selection, an instrumental selection, in stereo by the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band on KMET. Roto-Rooters, do your thing.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, let's take your seats and get started here, if you don't mind. Before today's meeting, I do have an announcement to make. I'm sorry what I said last week about the Supreme Court. Not because, you know, they finally did the right thing, but I was perhaps a little bit rash when I called them fucking assholes. Or no, I'm sorry, I didn't call them that. I called them fucking cocksuckers. I stand by that. But it just goes to show you that like a broken clock is right twice a day. There you go. I'd also like to welcome Justice Roberts over here on his visit from the dark side. I hope you learned something before you go back. Okay, enough. No more about that at all. Okay? We have work to do here. Today we're doing an entirely instrumental version of the Bit Slap because I've said too much over the past couple of weeks, and I think it's time to let the musicians speak. You're listening to the Funk Brothers. Reach out. I'll be there. They were, of course, the Motown House Band. We started today's thing with the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band, March of the Cuckoos. Dr. Demento gave you an explanation. I hope that should suffice. Following that, the opening theme to Clockwork Orange called The Funeral of Queen Mary from Walter Williams. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Walter Carlos, before he became Wendy Carlos. Bernard Herrmann and the Orchestra, opening theme from Psycho. Ars Nova, one of those psyche 60s bands, Zarathustra. The Cincinnati Pops, Space Camp music, led by John Williams, and that was from the movie Space Camp, which I have not seen, but I like the music. It's one of those movies where, you know, kids learn how to become astronauts, the rocket takes off with them in it, hilarity ensues, everybody gets killed in a fire explosion. I don't think that's what happened, but maybe it should be. Teach those kids to get up there without any kind of guidance. After that, the Cleveland Orchestra, the Beethoven Symphony No. 7 in A, Opus No. 92, the Riverdance folks, Bill Whalen gave us Fire Dance. Hate Riverdance, love the music. Classical Gas, the guitar, that was Dave Edmonds. Followed by Mr. Chris Stein, Mr. Deborah Harry, and that was called Indra from, I believe, his solo album. I'm never really sure where that came from. And then something called Mr. Reno from Mental 99. Okay, so like I said, instrumentals only today. If you have anything to say, make it quiet. But hope you like it. I know I did. See you later.
Thank you.
Alrighty. While you're dancing in the streets, let's slow down and read the playlist and then get the hell out of here and we can all go home. How's that sound? We started with Spike Milligan, who, in addition to being a comedian, was quite a musician. That was a... I have no idea who was with him there or what happened, but that was the brass band Samba, credited to Spike Milligan. Then we had the opening sequence, the overture, as it were, to The Wizard of Oz from the soundtrack. Something called Enseigne Unique SVP. I don't know what it means, but that was the Orchestra Antilles. Following that, something called Labyrinth from Eric Clapton and Leona Boyd. Leona is Patty Boyd's sister. I'm not sure, older or younger, and I'm sure Eric did that at Patty's urgings, but... Leona had a whole album out with Eric right there on the side. After that, Lawndale, Interstellar Caravan, you might recognize that. Reverend Horton Heat, Marijuana. And after that, something you heard last week, The Ox from The Who. I liked it so much I thought I'd give it to you uninterrupted. And then the George Garabedian Players, featuring the awful, awful, awful trumpet of Harry Arms. And of course, you recognized Winchester Cathedral, didn't you? I know it's tough, but... figure it's today's quiz. Following that, from Yellow Submarine, George Martin and the Orchestra, and Pepperland, and the Dean Elliott Big Band, Would You Still Be Mine? So, happy July, folks. It's going to get hot from now on, so wear your coolies. Don't forget to spray yourself with the hose, etc., etc. A couple of mystery tunes by people you've never heard of, and we'll be back next week with more goodies. Please stay cool, please enjoy the summer weather, and I will see you later. Have a good week. What?